Welcome everyone to our second meeting of the Central Iowa Regional Water Utility. Mayor Gear is out of town on business today, so he turned it over to me to convene the meeting and move it along. So first of all, I'm going to turn it over to Sue Huppert to talk about some workshops that we want to schedule. So Sue, well.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Sure.
We are starting to get into the real meat of the issue, and so we're going to be having a series of workshops that Jake and Tom will be conducting. These are all open meetings. I want to make sure all of you that are here, you are more than welcome to attend. The dates that I'd like for you to start to look at on your calendar, please, mayors and general managers, would be October 9th in the afternoon and October 10th morning and afternoon. We will be sending out a Google poll to find out your availability at these times. We certainly would not expect the mayors to attend all of these, but definitely your designee, if you would like. I like that Scott, please, he's joining us, no problem. Jason is referring now to this group before us as the G9. So a designee for each of the areas that we represent. And also, what I'm especially pleased about is we've had some other communities very interested in what we're doing. And so we want to make sure that they are all welcome to join in the conversations. From the information that Jason has started to identify, we want to really get into some of the issues. And I think he will address this today. We would love to be able to jump to the conclusion and say, here's what's happening and here's how many people we have. But we first want to have those very deliberate conversations with all of you or your designee. So expect that to come from us, but we will have two workshops, we hope to, on October 9th and October 10th at two different times, going into issues. And so we'll make sure you are aware of what those issues are so that you will have, so that either you can be there or the appropriate person. So thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Sue. All right, with that, I will turn it over to Jason to continue our discussion. So Jason, welcome back. Mayor Peard.
Thank you very much. I have a short presentation for you. We'll see how short it is. The title of today's presentation is Identifying and Defining Regional Issues. Appropriate, because that's the point that we're at in this process that we've engaged upon. When I was here a couple of weeks ago, we kind of got things going in this direction. If I had to describe the process that we're undergoing right now, it would look something like this, where the first step, and the step that we're in right now, is this defining phase. And the process that we're going through right here is sometimes in group dynamics we call it storming. So storming, forming, and norming is one of the little cliches that are out there. At this point, it's a lot of data dumping into the pot, if you will. We have a lot of people with a lot of ideas, a lot of concepts, and a lot of issues that have been surfaced. And the process now is to sort through that, get to some kind of mutual agreement on what those key issues are and how important they are. And then we can move on to trying to solve them through a process where we can hypothesize some strategies and solutions for that, and we can iterate on that as we think them through more critically. Since we're working on them, we're simply refining them and making them better so that they're suitable for the entire group. At a point, we'll have worked through that to the point where we're ready to move that forward into what I call the approving or approval phase, where the sum total of all of our work kind of gets put in front of all of the potential members of the regional entity, and they're allowed at that point to really scrutinize that and determine whether it's something that they can approve or not, and we would hope so after all the work that we've put in. There is a fifth phase in here that I don't want to neglect, because the point of what we're doing right now is meant to lead to action, and action being implementation. Implementation, of course, will take longer than the time frame that we have for looking at these issues now over the next few months. But what we would hope to provide as we come out of this is an action plan, something that the undertake as it's formed and put this regional entity into place and into practice and accomplish its goals, objectives, and mission. And so that enabling component, not to be overlooked, but it won't be part of, really part of what we're doing here except to identify what that action plan is. I'm going to flash back a little bit to 2 weeks ago. I was out here for a few days. Part of the data dumping that I talked about was conducting a number of meetings. I think there were 12 or 15 in all that I had during that time, trying to get from everybody who was involved up to this point already all of the things that were important to them, all of the issues that they had identified, and really kind of gathering what their key concerns were, what their key hopes and wishes were. And I called those things wants, needs, and constraints, not necessarily in that order. I'll talk a little bit more about that now, but sort of categorizing the way people are thinking about these issues in those terms will actually help us later on as we're discussing them. There was the first public meeting, and as I went back home with a very large pile of notes, my job was to document what those key issues were. I want to talk about how I've categorized those for a preliminary framework for us to work in, and I want to stress the word preliminary because I've gone back and done this in hopes that we can organize what we're doing and then get the issues moving on in a way that's sort of methodical. But this is your process, and as we go and we look through how I've got these categorized or even what I've identified, we need to know that it's a working document and that this group here and everyone involved has the ability to come in and make changes as needed. First, the issues are categorized into what I call needs, wants, and obstacles. As I talked with everybody, and I was able to kind of list out what all of those issues were, they fall into categories, first of which are needs. Needs would be those things that really must be addressed successfully in order for the regionalization to be viewed as a success. There's some of these that are embodied in this document of guiding principles. These are clearly needs that have to be met, or else the regionalization really isn't going to be working. There were additional items that I categorized as wants, and these were more aspirational. So these would be things that represented, in addition to the needs, those kinds of things that we would like to achieve as a region that would be added benefits and increase the level of buy-in for the entire regional concept. They wouldn't necessarily derail it, but they would be awfully nice to achieve in addition to. And the last one there I've framed as obstacles. I think I called them constraints a moment ago. But these would be the things that need to be avoided in putting the regional plan in place, or things that represent conflict that needs to be resolved, at least, in order to get to the regional construct. So, of all the issues that I have, and I believe I identified 20 main issues, they fall into these categories. And then from there, I took them and I categorized them even further. I've done this because it will then help us funnel the conversations that we have within our workshops into a topical area so that we're not straying off into different places that we don't want to go. There are three major categories of issues. Yes, we talked about the needs, wants, and constraints, but all of them fit into one of these three: level of service, economic, or governance. And level of service, to give you an idea of what that is you get water, you get it at a reliable rate, you get it when you want it, you get it at the best possible cost. Those are all level of service type issues. And we've already started down the road of discussing some of these things. They go to the very technical, like what are literally the assets that are going to be used to deliver this water production. We started that conversation yesterday with the general managers. That's an example. Economic issues are those related to cost, they're related to the rate making function of the potential entity, and related to really anything that has to do with the money of how the entity would function. One of the key questions, for example, that's going to come up on the economic side is whether or not we expect this entity to be able to issue its own debt in order to acquire and finance future facilities to perform the regional water production. And we need to get that out on the table and discuss what the pros and cons of that are and what that means in terms of the overall governance structure. And then governance, I think most people have spent some time talking about here. It's what does that board look like? How is it constituted for the voting powers? What are the authorities the board has? How are the seats to be allocated and so forth? Inside of each of these categories, we have a bit of a prioritization. And I've simply broken them down into first, second, and third order. And you know, there's even a little bit further breakdown in terms of priorities there. But really, first, second, and third order is plenty for us to get ourselves oriented. If you can think of it as a logical progression. In other words, we don't have second order issues unless we can figure out what the first order issues are and how to resolve them. We don't have third order issues unless we can get to the first order and the second order, otherwise the third order doesn't exist. And therefore, what I've done is tried to identify issues that truly are foundational, and that's what I'm calling our first order. I think when you look at what I've got, some of this will make more sense. Inside there, I've got a little bit more of a priority, just in case we need to really economize our time, but I'm not so sure that's going to become a big deal for us, because we don't have multitudes of issues. We have 20 at this point. I've got a little bit of a system for tracking all of these issues and gathering all the information and getting them and keeping them in front of everybody. This is a summary of what I have so far. So these are the first order issues that I've identified on a very preliminary basis at this point. I'm just going to go through them, and I'll try to explain very briefly what each one is. The first order under level of service, one of the very key questions that we're going to need to discuss as soon as possible is what I've termed as the obligation to serve. The obligation to serve is kind of what I described before, is the regional entity is tasked at some level with providing water production for the region. We know that, I think we know that. But the obligation to serve is also a responsibility to serve. And one of the things that we hear from people, or I hear from people as we're talking, is we as a region need to be able to rely on this entity to have the water available when we need it. And that's part of that obligation to serve. So can service be denied to anybody for any reason? That's a great question. Normally in this kind of situation, we would say that's not desirable that we would have that kind of outcome. But the obligation to serve is extremely important, and it fits hand in hand with a very important second concept there called the right to serve that some of you have referred to as exclusivity. And that means that the regional entity is envisioned at least to be the sole provider of water production services in this region. Well, what does that entail? Are there exceptions? And if so, what are the exceptions? And why would those exceptions exist? Under what conditions? Some issues that we need to get to there. Meeting regulatory requirements kind of falls under both of these, but the regulatory requirements are always going to be there. We started a discussion yesterday with the general managers about what that looks like and how that alignment needs to come together with the DNR and other regulators. This is one of those technical issues that we need to answer. One of the things we don't want is to get pretty far down the road only to have the regulators say that some of the things we want to do can't be done. There's a priority two there for the regional asset inventory. We've already got a good start on that. This is literally the things that we have today that can help provide the service, but we need to get to agreement on what those things are for sure and certain. We need to understand how much those things cost, how much it costs to operate them, because that will then lead us into an economic discussion a little further down the road. On the economic side, capitalization of the, I call it RE, regional entity. By that I meant, is it going to be able to borrow money? Or if not, where is it going to get money from? Because the concept that we're working with right now seems to be that the regional entity will be responsible for those future investments in the water production capacity. So its ability to generate capital and acquire projects is critical to its mission. We need to figure out how they're going to do that. The The accounting framework is another priority here in the level of service. I put it in the economic framework. This is another thing that seems like pretty mundane, but we really do need to have an idea on how the costs will be accounted for by the regional entities so that they can perform its own managerial duties and it can be accountable to the public. So there's a very important box to cross here about how we literally do that. Under governance, we need to discuss what the authorities are of the board. We need to talk about whether this really is a 2080E or a 28F intergovernmental agreement, and that goes back to that question of how they get capitalized. And regional representation. In every discussion that I've had, everybody's obviously very concerned about how will we be represented in these discussions. And I don't think it's as simple of a matter as making sure that everybody has a seat. There are additional issues wedged into there about protection of minority interests on the board and how the voting structures will be put in place in order to make sure that those minority interests aren't routinely, kind of blown by the majority of the seats. Those are issues that need to be discussed with the group. And I'm not, I'll probably breeze here on these second order issues because those first order ones are the ones we're going to be talking about first. So when Sue mentioned we're going to have some workshops starting in a couple of weeks, those first ones there, those will be the ones we're hitting first. And we'll move on to some of these other ones a little bit later. But you can see we've got a slate of issues coming to us that continues to move down the path towards the more detailed areas. And eventually we get to a point where we literally have an organizational chart for this organization, or something that looks like an organizational chart. We have some ideas, some very strong ideas on how costs get shared within this region and with this regional entity and what that cost function looks like, so that when this whole thing comes back to all of you and all of the members, this isn't a big question that's left unanswered. And we don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to put something in front of you that looks like it's a blank check to sign on to the regional entity. We're going to try, and I'm going to try as hard as possible to get as much financial and economic information into this document as possible so that you can make a well-informed decision. The issue tracking system I have, I don't want to bog you down with. However, I do want you to know that it's an extensive amount of putting together. It looks very graphical. It's actually a database. I'm able to fill it with all of our reference documents. I'm able to fill it with all of my notes, which are substantial. And I'm going to be able to use it interactively as we work in these workshops together so that we can keep track of what we're doing, what we're saying, where we've been, and where we want to go. I'm very hopeful and optimistic that we're going to make some really good progress, I hope, simply as a result of being a little bit organized going into this thing. And I also hope, and I've seen already, that the level of engagement with the people that are involved here is extremely high. It's extremely optimistic. I have no reason at all to believe that we're not going to get through this together and come up with a great result. So I've been sitting here talking for quite some time. I think I've said what I wanted to say in terms of what we're up to right now. These issues and their strategy for resolution will start in a couple of weeks when we get these workshops going. But I would be more than happy to answer your questions about what we have so far and sort of what you've seen today. And I'll stand for that.
Okay. Thank you, Jason, for a start. Should we open it up? Who wants to start?
I know that I've received some emails of questions, and I hope that by Jason going through the process, you see that there is not a predetermined solution of how we approach this. These workshops, the week of October 9th, are going to be extremely critical. When you look at exactly the issues that he's wanting us to discuss in the first order issues as he has described, I would ask you, please come. Please send your lieutenants, if you will, or those that you would like to ensure are asking the right questions and positioning whatever it is that your community is most interested in. And for those in the audience, again, I state these are public and open meetings from this point forward, so we encourage as much participation as possible.
comments?
Scott, you had some questions. Does this answer the email you sent me?
Yeah, actually, thank you. It does, most for the most part. I would just be curious of where in your priorities in your first, second order would the discussion about process for how current contracts get renewed would fit into that, because that's one of the main questions I would have for who would be involved in that more.
I'm not sure I have that explicitly in here, but and of course we could add that as an issue. But
yeah, you don't need an answer.
Perhaps in general it falls under the authorities of the board to negotiate those contracts and enter into them. It is one of the governance items that I have as a consideration for that discussion, is what is the contracting authority of this proposed board, and what are their obligations and duties there. So
probably
that
the
perhaps
governance
fits there.
Okay.
At that same point where most of the contract discussions take place, I'd like to discuss where everybody is at with those contracts. It seems to me like this would be a good opportunity to take a look at capacity, where we're currently at with capacity, what kind of excess capacity we have, and is the right amount of capacity going or allocated to the highest need, or not highest need, but where it's needed. I know we're continually up against, or rushing up against our current capacity, but it just seems like it'd be a good spot in this whole process. I mean, we're just barely scratched the surface at this point, but to just take a look at where all the member communities are at and where do they need to be for the near term.
And the terms, how long these obligations are.
Just to clarify, you're speaking of the purchase capacity agreements? I do think that there's a great discussion on capacity of current and future that fits into this level of service discussion under the obligation to serve. So if you, I know it's a very big category, but it does include these important considerations on how much capacity do we have, how much are we going to need, where is it going to be needed, how are we going to get there and achieve it, and where those existing contracts fit in that, I do believe an important part of that discussion as well. So I think it does fit within that category.
Okay.
If I could throw out a couple of other issues.
Sure.
That I'd like the input from this group. One of the next steps that we would like to have in place by the time Jason returns again would be legal counsel. Someone locally that would be working on that 2080 or 28F and pulling the information together. Is that a decision that this group would like to all be involved in, or would you like to designate that to the chairs? I'd like some feedback from all of you regarding that next step.
I don't think we all need to participate in that. I think the chairs are capable of choosing appropriate legal counsel. That's my...
I think the facilitator process would be fine.
Yeah.
Same.
I would agree. I think if you have consensus on someone from your standpoint, I think that would...
Okay, I would ask if you have suggestions, if you could please let me know those today, because we would like to move quickly and ensure that legal counsel comes along closely with this process. Obviously, all of you will have your own legal counsel once we write the final document that would be reviewing this. But we just didn't want to assume that authority without having your approval. The other thing I want to bring up is the November schedule. With the Thanksgiving holiday, currently we are scheduled to meet on the 8th and the 22nd. It's important that we have our city managers involved. They have made a request for the 15th. to have a presentation and meeting, so with your approval, we may be moving the November dates, the 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving. We've already heard from a couple of folks that are traveling during that time, so for November, look for a revised schedule if that's appropriate with all of you. And Mayor, if I could, I'm sorry, just, I guess I'm getting all of the emails, so I want to make sure I've shared
right.
this group. We also have received, Mayor Gere received an email from the Mayor of Grimes, very interested in being part of this process and being involved. So we are contacting all of the entities within Central Iowa to ensure that they know of the schedule of meetings. And before we go into public comments, I just want to make sure you know that we are trying to be very inclusive in this process, and those that might not have otherwise been involved in some of the regionalization discussions, we want to certainly have them here should they be interested. So I think that's all very good news, and we're picking up some momentum.
Another comment I had from someone was also trying to be inclusive as far as the business communities as well, so they're aware of this and they know what's going on. So that's something we, I don't know how we get the word out that way other than just to be as open and transparent as possible to let us know, let people know what we're doing and how we're moving forward. So
if I could address that, we have Karen and I have met with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We have asked for a time on the executive committee or the board for the partnership to share with them the work that we are doing. I believe that's going to happen in an October time frame.
Okay.
And we have certainly made them aware of what we are doing as we move through the process. And in fact, Jay Byers and Joe Murphy met on the first meeting when Jason was here on the first day.
Right.
And so at the conclusion of this, we're going to ask everyone to stay around. We're going to take a photo and start to put out some information. I would encourage you as you receive that to share that with your community. But certainly highlights we would hope would be shared in some of the information coming out from the partnership. We all get those weekly spotlights. But if you have other ideas, please let us know. Ready for public comment?
Sure, I think so. With that, is there any public comment today?
I would be remiss, and I feel like maybe I'm addressing the issue you talked about, minority interests, et cetera, but from...
Vernon, if you could just say your name for the record, just so I'm sure everybody knows you, but...
I'm from the city of Altoona.
Okay, thanks.
And my concern has always been, I've talked with Stu, I've talked with Bill, and everybody else, that somewhere in here, I feel like we're the stepchild over here, because having meetings, we're discussing all this, we've got production, we've got the other stuff, and I voiced the concern I wanted to be involved in this from the get-go. Somewhere that keeps lacking. Now I make sure I get the meeting and we'll go from there, but I think the minority interest is not just us, it's the other communities too. Like you said, with Grimes, there's Bondurant, there's all these others. And I think those people need to be at least asked to the table. And then to some extent, I think specifically Altoona, we need to be involved.
Yeah, I think...
And I'm speaking loud enough so everybody hears it, because I've said it many times.
Vern, I think from my standpoint, certainly we want everybody involved, and I think Sue indicated that we do, but I think we also needed to have a manageable framework at least to start and get the process going. And so we're certainly not trying to exclude, or we're simply just trying to get a beginning framework going together, and hopefully that we're going to get that momentum and keep everybody involved. So, you know, thank you for being here today, and we certainly want the comment, want the input, and I think once we get the momentum through Jason's work that we're gonna be building a framework that we can bring it even bigger together. I think what we saw was this just a beginning high level discussion just to get the structure even to the point where we can have that true regional discussion as far as what we do to accomplish this. So.
I appreciate that. I've talked with a little bit of everybody at different times. invite.
Absolutely. Is there anyone else like to comment? Gretchen?
I'm Gretchen Tedler with Taxpayers of Central Iowa. That's who I'm representing today. I just want to say thank you for all of your efforts. This is, you know, as important an initiative as I know of for this area, and I know it's been a lot of hard work, and just want to recognize that. Also, wonder what is the mechanism for being able to know when meetings are and so forth. Are you using CERPAC site, or is there, do you know yet? I mean, I know it's a big elephant to manage logistically, but.
Laura, do you want to address how the email communication is
going
out?
Ms. Taylor, I certainly add you to the listserv that.
So that's all the
FDA. Yeah, and then everything will be posted on Des Moines Water Works' website under board committees. And I believe West Des Moines and Urbandale Utilities are also posting on their website the agenda, minutes, and Des Moines has the audio file. We audio record every meeting as well.
Wow. Well, that's great, because we can help keep people informed among our membership as well. So that will get some of the segment of the business community.
But Laura, we're also posting it on the CERPAC website?
At this time, no.
Because that's where I'm used to.
Probably should.
Okay, we will add that.
That might be just thank you.
Okay, thanks, Gretchen.
Would you mind also talking about the repository of documents?
Yes, everything, every presentation, are you talking about the presentations that are shared within these group discussions will also be posted on the websites as well. So
on all of those?
At least Des Moines, do you have the capability to?
Yeah, we have the capability. Okay. We can start that.
So any the PowerPoints, any documents that are paper copies will also be posted on.
Thank you. Sounds like you're really going the extra mile.
Amy, is that something we can pick up on your group as well? Thank you.
I'll look at the presentation.
Thank you. Okay, any further comments? All right. Seeing none, is there any further discussion from the board at this point?
Watch your email for a request for calendar times and priority, and get those scheduled then for the week of October 9th.
Okay. So again, our next meeting would be on Wednesday, October 11th, 7:30, right here at City Hall. So, all right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.